listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Charles Ford, an attorney here in Lansing and also the vice president of the Lansing School Board. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of things going on. The Lansing School Board's got a lot going on this last couple of months, haven't they?
We do, and I need to say, and how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. That's a good way to start the conversation,
yes,
isn't it, for both of us? Wanted to talk about what appeared to be a delay in a meeting for the school board. Wanted to take a look at the evaluation of T.C. Wallace, the school superintendent. Is this just a timing issue?
Yes, it is. What happens, the last couple of years, maybe even three, that we've held the superintendent's evaluation around June. And taking a look at the policy as the new personnel committee chair, there's some things that we've been trying to move in line. And one of those things was that the superintendent's evaluation was really supposed to be done in February. So my intent was to try to move the evaluation closer to February. So if we do it in April this year, then maybe we do it in March. Maybe we even can do it in February next year, which will put us in compliance with the policy itself, okay? So that's one of the things we wanted to do, was to look at the timing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're looking at the superintendent's evaluation. He's going to be evaluated every year. Every year, based on his contract, we have to, as a school board, issue an evaluation. So this is nothing new.
Okay, so it was just a timing issue. Why didn't it happen in February? And I'm not trying to belabor the point. I'm just curious.
Well, it just didn't. You know, sometimes past practice kind of takes over. There's a lot of test results and school results that come in after February, and the superintendent really wanted to have those types of results incorporated in his evaluation. And so what I decided to do is that you can still have those things incorporated, but it'll just be that June evaluation or results that you'd have incorporated into the February. We didn't have to wait until June to get those types of answers. That would just be part of your evaluation for the next year. Because what my thinking was is that if there were some things in the results that we wanted to have some improvement done or some things change, then we'd have an evaluation period from June till about to February to take a look at that.
Uh-huh. One of the issues that came up that I talked with Board President Shirley Rogers about two or three weeks ago was concerning T.C. Wallace and some possible policy violations. Is part of the evaluation questions about that?
No.
Okay.
The evaluation is going to happen no matter what. See, that's what I'm saying. The evaluation happens every year. Now, that could be something that could be taken into consideration, but just want to talk a little bit about that. Dr. Wallace received information from an in-house counsel that he could do certain things, so he acted upon that advice, and then we come to find out that advice probably was not right, and it should have happened a different way. And so that is not something that I feel was intentional. It was just that he got some advice that said he could do it this way. He acted upon that advice, but we come to find out that advice might not have been correct.
So in that way, we're dealing with procedural issues.
Right, procedural. And like I said, at no time I felt that he was trying to be intentional in doing things. But if you ask for a legal opinion from someone and you get it and you react to it, but we find out another legal opinion that says that, no, it should have been done a different way, then that calls the question, are those contracts or those things you decided on, are they valid at this point?
And the outside legal opinion that you're talking about came after, as you say, the procedural issue came up with contracts for Dr. Wallace's cabinet, and part of them were even where they were stored, in his office as opposed to somewhere else.
Right. And see, a lot of times, you know, sometimes past practice, you know, you do things a certain way for a number of years, you think it's policy, you know. Mm-hmm. Or someone else has done it that way, and you said, okay, that's the way the process should go. And so that at this point, our board is trying to bring those things in line now.
Okay, and clear them up for future.
Yes, right. That's correct.
And clear them up. One of the things that has been mentioned, of course, with dealing with budget issues, like not unlike other school districts throughout the country, is the contracts for some top administrators, and those are under review at this point, aren't they?
Right, they're under review. And one of the things that we wanted to take a look at, based on that we had two different opinions, one of the opinions said that we had to do certain things. We had to put administrators on notice 30 days that they could have a hearing, that there was a possibility that their positions could be either reduced or terminated. And so then we had to have hearings, offer them hearings, either closed or open sessions. So what we wanted to do in doing that is to make sure that if we wanted to make a decision based on this $25 million deficit to cut administrators or reduce their contracts, that we had the option to do that, and we weren't violating any laws.
And once again, it can look different to the public when we read some of these things, but when you find the background of going through the policies and procedures correctly,
right,
that is what they state.
Yeah, that's what they state. And see, and so at that point, we want to, everything's on the table, even administrator contracts, a reduction in administrator salaries, those renewal or non-renewal. We want to make sure that when we're dealing with this budget year, that we have the option to try to save money where we think it's necessary.
Do you think a reduction in administration is going to be part of the plan?
It could be. I mean, when you're talking about $25 million, you're talking about maybe 20 or 30 half-million-dollar plans or maybe $31 million plans. So, yes, I mean, we're definitely strongly looking at the possibility of at least reduction of salaries.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you look at it that way, a lot of things are going to have to happen to bring that in line.
Right. That's why you want to definitely have school closures, available to you. You want to have administrator contracts. You want to have the way you deal with unions. You want to have everything on the table. So when you go after to finalize the budget, you can't say, well, we can't consider this because we didn't follow the procedure, so this is not on the table. We want to have everything on the table.
And the word resizing has come up, resizing the district. No one wants school closures, but that's just going to be part of what happens.
Well, come on. It almost has to happen. If you look at this district even 15, 20 years ago, you're talking almost 25,000 students. Now you're looking at somewhere under 14,000 students. So the buildings that we had to house 25,000 students are just not necessary to house 13,000 or 14,000 students.
When is the budget, when is the end date for what the school board would like for the budget?
Well, really, we'd like to have it done by our last meeting in June, which would be like the third Thursday in June. That way we can move it on and be done with it at that time. If not, we'll have to have special meetings between the third Thursday in June and the end of the month. So we have to be done by June 30th.
And the education budget got passed through by the Senate today, the first look at it, so that will help knowing exactly what you're going to have.
That's correct, and we might get some relief there, but any way you cut it, we're going to have somewhere right around a $20-25 million deficit. You know, at one point we thought it might be as high as $30 million, but I think that's being reduced down to somewhere closer to $25 to $20 million.
Well, and even that looks better, right?
It does look better because of there may be some programs you really want to keep, and now you have an opportunity to do that.
Very good. Well, Charles, I appreciate your time and perspective this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. Charles Ford, Lansing attorney and school vice president of the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.